KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Community religious leaders and others have gathered in Roanoke, Virginia to remember two television journalists who were shot and killed last week. Jeffrey Marks, the general manager of WDBJ-TV, says Adam Ward and Allison Parker had a positive outlook.
Adam and Allison saw as their mission to awaken us to what was good and fun in life.
The gunman, who had previously worked at the station, shot Ward and Parker and a person being interviewed who survived. He later killed himself. In Wenatchee, Washington. The sound of bagpipes at a memorial service for three firefighters who died fighting wildfires in the state. A top neurologist and best-selling author has died.
Dr. Oliver Sacks' books came from his patients' files. In The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, Sacks wrote of a patient who really did mistake his wife's face for a hat because the man's brain had difficulty interpreting what he saw. In Awakenings, Sacks wrote about patients who spent decades in a kind of frozen state until he tried a new treatment. That was turned into a 1990 movie starring Robin Williams. The 82-year-old Sacks announced earlier this year that he was terminally ill. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. flag flew at half-staff at Turner Field today, one day after a fan died after his fall from the upper deck into the lower-level stands during a game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees. And at least six San Quentin State Prison inmates are sick with Legionnaires' disease, and dozens more are under observation. That's prompted a weekend halt to visitors, no hot meals, and limited drinking water supplies at the California prison. This is AP Radio News. Maria Sharapova is out of the U.S. Open for the second time in 3 years, withdrawing on the eve of play, this time because of a lingering right leg injury. She could have possibly faced Serena Williams, who could be tennis's first calendar year Grand Slam winner since 1988. She talked to reporters about that goal.
I always dreamt of winning the U.S. Open, and I have always dreamt of winning the Grand Slam, but again, it was just a dream. I never thought I would be close to doing something like that, so... My dream originally was always to win here in New York.
She also says she wasn't even aware she could also become the first woman or man to have won the U.S. Open 7 times.
I definitely think that's something that the writers focus on a little more. I had no idea that. That sounds really cool, you know, but hopefully if things don't work out this year, I'm obviously going to be here next year and have another chance to do that.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.